Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bri or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the kosher butcher's wife, and thank you for joining me on this first week of 2020. Please, God, a year of plenty, a year of health, happiness, laughter, no disasters, just love and happiness. So, holiday time. What did we do over the holidays? I'm sure a lot of people went away, went to visit family overseas. What did I do over the holidays? Well, I watched a lot of food shows on TV. And I actually went on a journey over the internet, reading recipes, learning about different foods, learning the different names of the different ingredients that we have and that we've never heard of. Watched a lot of TV and did a lot of washing up. I washed a lot of dishes. So I believe that I've decided that I'm going to redesign dishwashers. I'm redesigning kitchens. And because most of the time I landed up not using my dishwasher because I don't know, they just seem to make them so small these days. But anyway, besides that, I found some wonderful foaming sponges and brushes with handles that allow soap to be pumped as you need it. And I quite enjoyed doing the dishes. And I do truly believe that nobody knows how to use vim, lemon juice and salt like I do. Because boy, are my pots shining. Don't forget, when you do your pots, clean your pots, don't forget underneath, because there's nothing worse than taking out a pot that's sticky on the sides, especially the frying pans. Anyway, enough about pots, enough about cleaning. I really fell in love with my slow cooker these holidays. And in fact, went out for dinners, invited out for dinner. And she had made a big pot of soup. And she had used the lining. You can get apparently at, I think it's Homely's, a big silver round dish, very deep. And you can get a lid on it as well. And it fits most pots. And she made her soup in it and everything. So she didn't have to scrub the dishes. She made a stew in it. She fried her onions. It was fantastic. And it really does keep its shape in the regular pot. Or if you want to, you can put it into a chollen pot. So sort of just spread it out a little bit. And you don't have to worry. Of course, you can always use, as I do, the cooking bags. Those are really great for chollens. So, coming up on the show, never mind the broken nails, let's get to the food. We're going to be talking about back to school foods, busy mom meals, one pot wonders, and talking of one pot wonders, when we come back after the break, I'm going to read a little story to you and tell you about a lovely one-pot wonder dish that I made during the holidays.
You're listening to the Essen Fressen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Thank you for joining me on this lovely bright Tuesday, first week of 2020, and I'm talking about all sorts of different things, one pot wonders, back to school ideas, and in fact the name of that song was Hey Brother by Amici. I love it because I have brothers. My daughter only has brothers. My mother only had brothers. Yeah, all of us, three brothers and a sister. My sister-in-law has three brothers. I mean, we're just full of brothers everywhere. Anyway, should you want to get hold of us, please, the studio number is 010-140-3020. Easy as that. 010-140-3020. You can telegram us on 061-895-1019. Or SMS us. I think that's probably the easiest. 34519. Easy number to remember. 34519 on Chai FM. And thank you to the international people that have joined us this morning. I believe I have some friends out there who are listening. Thank you, thank you. London, yes, is a wonderful place. And to all my friends in Australia, I am thinking of you. Now, through Chai FM, you connect to the world, to Israel and to global listening community. But now you can connect to the heart of the station. Download our free app to listen live. Contact the studio, office or helpline at One Touch. That's it. You find it on the Google App Store, Chai FM, and you just look for the logo. The Chai FM app is brought to you by Binary Headquarters. Okay, so you can listen live on, we've now got an app, okay, and, the holidays are almost over. Well, we've got some ads to read here, boy. The holidays are almost over, and as a new academic year begins, Chai FM will be going back to school. We've got our books, our stationery, and our low-fat cappuccinos. Join Howard Feldman and the Morning Mayhem team as they go back to school this Tuesday from to Red Hill. They'll be going to Red Hill School, and they'll be chatting from Red Hill School. And don't be late. School will be in 6 to 9 a.m. Tuesday, 14th of January. Hashtag Schooling Howard. Hashtag School Rocks. Hashtag. And while we're talking about schooling, Mazel Tov and congratulations to everybody for doing so well. I believe the matric results came out last night and there was great excitement all around. Okay, so we were talking about one-pot wonders. And as I said to you, that during the holidays, boy, did I read and did I find beautiful books. And there amongst all my books, I found a book called Cooking Kosher, The Natural Way. And I think it was published something like 1982, 83 or something. So it's quite an old book. Well, not so old. Not so old, if I think about my age. But anyway, and I just read a lovely little section from a play that was produced, and it goes like this. Meat on the table used to be a sign of good times or special occasions. Back in the shtetl, when Mrs. Bloom asked Mrs. Goldberg over the back fence if she could borrow her meat pot, the immediate reaction was an expression of delight and a mazel tov. How did you know? Mrs. Bloom would ask in surprise. Well, I mean, it's only just happened. How did I know? You never have meat except on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is an ordinary weekday, so you must be celebrating. I mean, what would you have to celebrate with your husband sick and your son without a job? So it must be your daughter's engagement. So mazel tov, zol zayn mit glick, and here is my meat pot. And we go to an ad break, and after which I will share a meat pot recipe.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back to the Essen Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie. It's wonderful to be back with you. First week of January. Hope you've all had wonderful holidays. And we were talking about one-pot wonders, and I just had to share this simple but delicious corned beef, as they call it, in London. I did get it from my tennis in London, so let me share this with you. 2.5 kilos of pickled brisket or hump. We get hump here in South Africa. And, but it must be cooked. Okay, because now we're going the easy route because moms have to start schlepping and taking their kids to extramural activities after school, and it's a busy couple of weeks ahead. So this is I would ask your butcher to please pickle the brisket and then cook it for you, and you want about 2.5 to about 3 kilos raw, so it will go down to about 2 kilos of pickled brisket. It will serve about, should serve about 6 to 8 people. You'll need 1 small tin of crushed pineapple, not drained. 1/2 cup of orange marmalade, but I don't know, maybe if you want to, you can, but my family hate those little bits of orange peel in their marmalade, so I just get the one without those little bits in, and then about 4 to 5 tablespoons of ready made mayonnaise. And then what you do is you balloon the foil around the meat. Okay. So if you're going to cook the meat at home, then just cook it, boil it first, the pickled brisket or pickled hump, for about 3 to 4 hours until it's really nice and soft. And then you can boil it with some bay leaves and peppercorns and celery and carrots and things like that. But if you're not, if you're just getting it from your butcher, then you take 2 pieces of paper, of tin foil, place one in one direction and another in another direction, and then you'd pour your sauce over it. Mix everything together. You can, if you want, you can put it over a warm stove or stick it in the microwave just to make it not so lumpy. And then pour it over the meat and quickly put it into a roasting pan, and quickly before closing it, you pour the sauce over the meat and you bake it for 1.5 hours or so. I would, on 160, and I would take a peek every now and then, but be very careful when you unroll the, tin foil, because it can, you can burn yourself because it's very, very hot. Take a peek and see how the glaze is doing. It should be a lovely golden brown glaze around your piece of meat. So I said that we were going to talk about back to school ideas and just a couple of ideas for moms back to school. And, you know, I must admit, I was one of those moms who were super organized and, you know, like I got everything ready for about the first 2-3 weeks of school, and there was great excitement, and the sandwiches were great and whatever. And then, I don't know, somehow I just lost interest. I don't know if any of you are like me, but, by the time, May comes around, I think, their lunches barely resemble a lunch. But as I say, I start off strong. Well, I did start off strong. So, there are some mothers that are really incredible. I mean, they do for their grade ones. I remember mother telling me for the whole of the first week, she does all things starting with the letter A, such as apples, asparagus, anchovy sandwiches. The next letter she'd do something with B, like bananas or, I don't know, but you know, she would fill up the thing. And I think the time she got to Y, I think the only thing you could really use was yogurt. So, and actually yogurt is a wonderful thing to put into your children's school boxes. You can get lactose free yogurt now, and, chop up some fruit, fresh fruit, keep it separate. You can get, I think at Westpac or one of these places, the plastic places, at Homely's, one of them, you can get these lovely, tiny little plastic, disposable packets if you want to, disposable little bowls if you want to. And, you can put, chop up some fresh fruit, or you can put some boiled dried fruit, some compote in, and in another little bowl, you can put some granola, and they can have a lovely meal and a half. But don't forget to put in, spoons, little teaspoons. I don't know if your children were like mine, but it was always like a last minute dash. Always a last minute thing on a, going to school. Always me sitting in the car, hooting. Anyway, what, I was watching on TV actually, so I can't take credit for this, was somebody had, they had some leftover babka, cut off all the edges, buttered the babka, and they beat one egg with half a cup of milk, little drizzle of honey, and they cubed the babka and put it in the fridge so that it could sort of soak up. And then just before the kids were going to school, about 2 minutes before, they stuck it in the microwave on high in a disposable cup, gave the kids their cup and their little teaspoon, and off the kids went to school. I suppose you could call it a breakfast bread and butter pudding. Anyway, but talking about quick and wholesome breakfast, this was a quite a nice one as well that I can't take credit for because I saw on TV. You take a slice of bread, you roll it out, and you get quite a large circle, I suppose, a martini, so that you can get all the crusts off, a martini glass, and you lightly grease muffin tins, a muffin tin, about six muffin tins, and you bake them for about 10 minutes on 180 so that they're a little crispy, and remove them from the oven. And they can just leave them on the side covered, and in the meantime you can get ready in a little bowl some tomatoes and some fried onions. You can put a little bit of cheese in, tuna, egg. If you don't want to put cheese in, you can keep it flaky. You can put some chopped up little sausages, cold meat and whatever, and use water instead, and almost make like a little omelette, so that, and something to eat on the go, so that they can eat their breakfast in this little cup. So you pour the mixture back into this little baked muffin cup, and it really crisps up, and it's really delicious. So that's an easy one, and it's also quite a nice one to do on a Thursday night, or if the kids come home and they're starving, you can do something like that. Now, okay, I always say don't forget the, I call them the Gabby wraps. Why? Because my friend, Pam Cohen's daughter, Gabby, loved her cold meat thinly sliced around a cucumber, and that was hers. Now you can put a little bit of mustard if you want to on the cold meat and roll it up easily with a little toothpick. You can also do cold meat wraps if you want to. Slice the cucumber really thin because you want it to be able to roll up the, if you're using wraps, to roll up easily. Put a bit of mayonnaise in. That keeps the wraps nice and soft for school. Put a bit of mayonnaise in. Put some chopped up chicken, leftover chicken, whatever you want to. It's just lovely to eat a wrap. And just, you can cut it into three or into two. Small break, big break. And sushi. Now, I think there are some places that actually teach children how to make sushi, and that you can have a sushi, you have sushi parties, and they, imagine how magical that is, getting your child to make his own lunch. That would have been wonderful in my day. Crackers. So what you can do is you can get these, get little bags, little tiny little Ziploc bags, and you can put a tablespoon or two of cream cheese or some smoked salmon cream cheese, or you can, whatever your kids like. And then what they can do is they can just snip the end of the plastic bag so that they can squeeze the cheese or cream cheese or whatever they've got onto their crackers so that the crackers don't go soggy. Of course, you can make beautiful pasta salads, which are really nice, and they don't get too mushy. I wouldn't put tomatoes in them. But a lovely pasta salad. I mean, you can just boil up some pasta, get the pesto sauce from your local greengrocer, and just add that, or if you want to keep it separate, get a little packet of salad dressing, and the kids can just mix that up at school if they want to. They can also go the crunchy Thai salad. That's really quite a hit at the moment, as my sister-in-law told me in America. She said, what you do, you take a tablespoon of peanut butter, a tablespoon of sriracha sauce. That's a hot, spicy sauce. If they don't like it hot and spicy, then let them use sweet chili sauce. And 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, and you mix it well. And you put it into the bottom, either like a plastic container, but it must be the bottom layer. A plastic container or a console glass, which could be a bit dangerous for school, or something similar, like a nice plastic sort of little bowl with the lid on. And you follow this with some shredded carrots, some shredded cabbage, baby tomatoes. Don't cut them in half because they'll go really soggy. So get those lovely tiny little tomatoes, Italian ones, some peppers, slice the peppers up very, really super thin, cucumbers. What's lovely and so crunchy are the little Israeli cucumbers. Those are great. And all they have to do when they get to school is just shake up the bottle, shake up the salad, and don't forget to send a spoon or fork with it. And they can have whatever they want in the salad. I mean, if your child likes mushrooms, put sliced mushrooms in the salad, whatever they like, and add some chicken, some cold meat. But the fun thing about it, apparently, is that you've got to keep it, you've got to keep the salad dressing at the bottom so that it doesn't go all over the salad and make it a bit too squishy. Although there's no lettuce in it, so it shouldn't really. And don't forget the dry vorse and the biltong. Kids love that. And hummus. Give them some. You can toast the hummus, or you can, if it's, you know, if they complain that it's not fresh enough, you can have. I've got fussy kids. Pita bread. Send some little tomatoes with it, cucumbers, and a lovely idea is. Apples. Now, I know everybody has the same old problem with an apple, that when, if it's not, kids don't like, I don't know what it is. They don't like to peel things. They don't like to eat whole apples. So what I used to do was I'd cut a hole through, you know, with one of those, I'd decore it, cut it into 4, and then just stick an elastic band around it. I mean, it's as simple as that, and it shouldn't go brown. And it's easy. They just take a piece as they feel. Of course, nachos are also a wonderful thing to have. But remember, I always like to have my nachos, I put my nachos into the microwave, open the packet, put into a bowl. I just find that it crisps them up a lot better. And, by the time they get to school, you know, those nachos have gone soggy and the avocado has sometimes gone a little dark. So just buy the avocados. It's a lot cheaper, works out a lot cheaper to get the avocado dip from Woolworths, which is delicious. So they can have nachos and avocado dip. They can have nachos and cream cheese dip. Add a little bit of milk to the cream cheese so it's a little bit more dippified, so to speak. And then, of course, you can get lovely dried fruit. You can get those little packets of dried fruit. They're easily available today. And, of course, the granola bars. Now, in my new book, granola bars are called Oaties with lots of CDs. That's been one of the most popular recipes. And it's an all-time favorite. Crunchies, as most South Africans call them, are a favorite from way back. But now there are so many new seeds on the market. I remember when my mother used to make crunchies, it used to be sort of jungle oats, butter, syrup, and I think Rice Krispies or something like that. Well, this recipe should keep them going. And let me quickly give it to you. If you haven't got the third book, go out and get it. But in the meantime, this is the recipe for the OTs with lots of CDs for the kids at school. And they really are good for them. So you'll need 200 grams of rolled oats. That's the jungle oats. I think that's like a red and green box it comes in. 125 grams of brown sugar. 75 grams of desiccated coconut. Now, if you haven't got a scale, I think go to Clix or one of those places. They've got lovely little scales that you can use with little bowls in them, and they really are terrific. So as I was saying, 75 grams of desiccated coconut, half a cup of sunflower seeds, half a cup of chia seeds, half a cup of sesame seeds, 2 cups of Rice Krispies, very important, pinch of salt, half a teaspoon bicarbonate of soda, 200 grams butter, yummy, butter's lovely, or if you want to keep them pyrogenic, use coconut oil. But I wouldn't use as much coconut oil. You could use about 150 grams. 4 tablespoons of syrup or honey. And just mix all the dry ingredients together, except the bicarbonate of soda. And you melt the butter, the syrup, add soda, and pour into the dry ingredients. And then you press it into, I'd say, about a 20-centimeter square baking tin. Or you can use, one of those Swiss roll pans, just a nice pan, and you bake it at 220. Yeah, it is very high, 220 for 5 minutes, and then you can turn it down to about 150, and then you leave it in the oven for about another 10-20 minutes. And then you mark it into squares when you remove it from the oven, and you allow it to cool, and you serve it. Now, they don't have to be so hard. Remember, when you remove them from the oven, you want them to be a little soft, because they are still going to get hard once you put them on a cooling tray. They're going to get hard, and you don't want to be phoned from school, "Mom, I've just lost my front tooth on your wonderful crunchies." So we don't want to overbake them. But you'll test it. You'll see, like, the first time how it comes out. And, you know, and if they're still a bit soft after about 3 hours, after they've really cooled, put them into the oven on about 180 for another 5-10 minutes. So that's the lovely oatsies with lots of CDs. Don't forget, you can also do so many different things, like baby carrots and edamame beans are so good for the kids. Snap peas, bagels with cream cheese, tuna mayo, egg mayo, cream cheese and olives. I mean, otherwise, for me, the most simple thing would be just to phone Berger and Brew and tell them to meet your kid at the gate with a lovely burger and some chips. But anyway, now that we've dealt with the kiddies' lunches, God forbid they should go hungry. What about those poor moms that come supper time and they go, "Oy, I've just got home from shipping the kids, just 5 minutes to myself." Okay, they're generally exhausted, but don't feel guilty about going out and buying a rotisserie chicken, because here's a couple of things to do with them after the break.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Thank you for joining me on the SN Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the kosher butcher's wife, and I was talking just before the break about don't feel guilty about getting rotisserie chickens. Get them already done for you. You're busy, ladies. So, here is a recipe. 2 words that I love, slow and quicker. So, what I did was, I tried this recipe. It was actually you know me, I always see recipes and then I change them and I make them a little more, you know, a little bit more like how we like it. But this is basically what the recipe was. You will need one onion finely chopped, a teaspoon of garlic, one rotisserie chicken, debone it, cut it up, doesn't matter if it shreds up in the hot pot, it's still got a lovely taste. A chili, you can use two chilies if you want to, you can use a little bit of Nando's hot sauce if you want to, if you don't want to put chilies in, don't. Okay, you'd need 8 cups of chicken broth, the actual liquid. So I would use about 4 tablespoons of chicken stock in 8 cups of chicken broth. Because remember, you've got quite a lot of chicken flavoring from your chicken. Then you need 1/2 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. Ah, you're starting to get the idea now. Yes, it's sort of a hint on a Mexican meal. But if you don't want to use cilantro, as I know a lot of you don't like to, then just use parsley. You'll also need the juice of 1 lime and one red pepper, very thinly shredded, not chopped. It looks nice shredded. Salt and pepper. A tin or a cup of frozen corn, the frozen sweet corn, cannellini beans, and I used about 3/4 of a cup of dry rice. Now, you also need some avocado and tortilla chips, which you can get, you know, the ones that I told you that you must put in the microwave to crisp up. So, what I did was I stuck the whole lot into my crock pot, obviously without the avo and without the tortilla chips. So I just threw everything in, the rice, the frozen corn, the beans, the cannellini beans, I left the liquid in. Yes, I did. And I just let it boil away on low for about 4 or 5 hours until it was really hot and I could, and the rice was cooked, and you'll know when it's ready. Anyway, don't forget that the chicken's cooked already, so you don't have to worry because we're buying that for a lovely rotisserie chicken. And serve that, once it's cooked, serve that with thinly sliced avocado. For those who like avocado, you can put a little bit more coriander on top and the tortilla chips. And crush the tortilla chips because you don't want these big things floating over. You want a little bit of, so you've got that lovely texture. You've got the textures of all the avocado and the crisps and the sweet corn, which just goes so well with the chili and the chicken. And I'm getting hungry. Guess what we're having for supper? Now, the next recipe that I have to quickly share with you. I've got time. Yes, I have. Okay, is called my Pure Fluk Sticky Brown Chicken Hot Pot Recipe. And why it's Pure Fluk is because I put it in the morning, went out the whole day and clean forgot about it. And I came back, oh, it was absolutely delicious. So, oh, hang on, I need to read a recipe. Oh, thank you. Made the chicken and the rice. Oh, this was from 2 weeks ago. She made the chicken and rice in a pot, and it was fantastic. And she's enjoying the recipes today. Thank you, Karen. Thank you. It's so wonderful to get feedback. Wonderful. Otherwise, you're such a thinking, I wonder if anybody tried that or did this or whatever. Anyway, so what happened, okay, as I said, was this was a real Fluk recipe, but oh my word, they couldn't stop eating it. After the break, I'm going to come back with the recipe.
You're listening to the SN Fresen Show on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome back to the SN Fresen Show. I'm Sharon Lurie, the Kosher Butcher's Wife, and we're talking about quick and easy recipes. And don't film. don't feel guilty going out and buying lovely rotisserie chickens and using them in dishes. Now, one thing I must say, somebody asked, instead of using juice of lime, how about chopping in lemongrass? Perfect. Perfect. That's lovely. Yes, lemongrass goes very nicely with Mexican food, as it does with Thai. So this is the Pure Fluk sticky brown chicken in the hot pot. So what I used was, it was actually chicken wings, but you can use chicken thighs. It's got to be portioned up like little things like thighs or wings or drumsticks. And then what I did was I poured over a third of a cup of honey. Yeah, I didn't fry anything. I just stuck it in the hot pot. It totaled about a kilo of everything. A third of a cup of honey, a third of a cup of tomato sauce, a third of a cup of the low sodium soy sauce, so it wasn't too salty. A half a teaspoon of dried oregano, a quarter of a teaspoon. In fact, I sneaked a bit more in because we like things hot. So it was half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. You know, those chili flakes that you can get, the dried ones. A lot of garlic. I put in about four crushed pieces of crushed garlic and a 1-inch piece of peeled and grated or minced ginger. Now, what I did was I actually rolled the chicken into some cornstarch or mizine, as it's called. By the way, sorry, this is not cooked chicken. Somebody asked me if this is cooked barbecue chicken. No, this is raw chicken, okay? And it's best done with thighs or wings. So what I did was I rubbed the cornstarch over the chicken thighs and just cooked it. I just put it on low and I just left it. So it must have been about 6 hours. I came back and I just smelled this beautiful smell and I'm, oh, the chicken. Oh my word. I forgot about the chicken. Well, I took it out. It was absolutely beautiful. I chopped up some spring onion. I sprinkled some sesame seeds over and that was it. And we had beautiful chicken, sticky chicken, which was made, as I said, with the soy sauce, the honey, the tomato sauce, ginger, and whatever. Left it on low for about 5 or 6 hours, and then I just served it with some rice. And it was absolutely delicious. And I didn't have to worry about browning it first, because, you know, normally with a hot pot or a crock pot, whatever you want to call it, you have to brown first. This way I didn't. And it was delicious, and it was brown, and it was gorgeous, and we had a lovely, lovely meal. Well, I think that about wraps me up for the day, I think. Of course, I have been experimenting a lot with pasta lately, and combining pasta and then butter and anchovy paste. You know when sometimes a recipe calls for, a pasta recipe calls for anchovies and you think, oh, where am I going to get kosher anchovies from? Just use about a teaspoon or two of anchovette and it's lovely and add some chili and some chopped up basil and butter. But if you want, you can use olive oil. And then you just take the pasta that you've cooked. Don't overcook your pasta. Never overcook. It must be al dente. Throw it into the pot with this garlic and the olives and the anchovies and the chili. Oh, and you've got a lovely, and of course, a fresh tomato sauce. Now, also another thing. Don't feel guilty about going out and buying a beautiful bottle of a pasta sauce. Just add a couple of lovely fresh ingredients, add some fresh basil, and voila, you have a lovely, simple supper. So that takes me up to the end, I suppose. Have a wonderful 2 weeks, and it was wonderful to be back with you. And see you in 2 weeks' time again. And remember, it's the eaten meat that makes this show complete. Thank you for joining me.